We turn now to an ongoing diplomatic challenge. Six major powers are examining an Iranian offer of more talks on its nuclear program. The offer is Iran's response to a package of incentives offered by the five permanent members of the Security Council, plus Germany. They want Iran to stop enriching uranium. The U.S. and some European countries fear Iran is trying to develop nuclear weapons. Tehran denies that. Here, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton.
We will see whether they are now prepared to abide by their obligations under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and convince the world that their intentions are, as they say they are, peaceful.
Details of Iran's response have yet to be released, but the Iranians say they are ready for, quote, serious talks. Joining us now is Financial Times reporter Gareth Smith in Tehran. Hello.
Hello.
How much is known about this proposal from Iran?
Well, very little. I would imagine that Iran will be responding in detail to the various proposals that were in the package, both concerning trade concessions, an economic point, and also the various ideas that the Europeans have had for assisting Iran develop a certain kind of nuclear program, that is a nuclear program in which Iran does not enrich uranium, which is obviously the most sensitive part of it.
If, as it appears, Iran is refusing to stop its nuclear enrichment program, are the major powers likely to believe Tehran is really serious about negotiations?
Well, I think it's difficult to generalize about the major powers. I mean, you just played a tape of Mr. Bolton, who clearly doesn't. I mean, the reaction from Russia and China may be rather different. Both Russia and China have signaled that they don't want sanctions against Iran. And, of course, the Europeans are somewhere in the middle.
Well, there's some notion here that perhaps Iran's response is aimed partly at dividing off Russia and China from the rest of the group, the Europeans. What about that possibility?
I think that's a possibility. I mean, you know, Iran is a relatively small power and therefore has to play its cards as carefully as it can. I think the Iranian leadership has decided that it wants some kind of compromise, that it is willing to limit its uranium enrichment program and to carry out the bulk of uranium enrichment either in Russia or in Western Europe. But I think they've also decided that it's politically unacceptable for them, a loss of face, if you like, to give up all of its uranium enrichment program. Now, this is really the nub of the problem, because the US and the European Union argue that the only objective guarantee that can be given that this program is peaceful, which is what Iran claims, is that it gives up all of its uranium enrichment.
Well, how much of this very long response is a tactic, if you will, by Iranian leaders to delay possible economic sanctions that the UN Security Council has suggested might be ahead if it misses this August 31st deadline that the Security Council has set?
I think it's a complex mixture. I mean, Iran is obviously interested in delaying any punitive decision. It's obviously interested also in exploiting as best it can the tactical and possibly strategic differences between the different great powers. But I think Iran is trying to open negotiations and is interested in negotiations. But, you know, the nub of the matter remains. It's all very well Iran saying it wants to compromise, but is that compromise far enough to win agreement from the European Union and the U.S.?
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Gareth Smith is a reporter for the Financial Times, speaking from Tehran.